Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5. And we watched history last night. I mean, it was one of the most unbelievable games. For the Angels to actually win a series against the Astros, it was one of the most outrageous, disappointing
new
things.
The bait and switch is his new move.
That's my new move. That's a go-to now. Okay. Holy crap. 40 points in the second half, 14 in the third, 16 in the fourth. There's a compilation of De'Aaron Fox screw-ups that is unbelievable.
Spurs fans are going to hate him.
Oh, my gosh. He just was throwing the ball away, kicking it. Maybe one of the dumbest plays I've ever seen, the breakaway where he tries to lay it in and gets it blocked by OG. And when you could have just run out the clock or, you know, ran from everybody and get 2 free throws, could not have been a dumber play. I mean, we see NFL players, they slide down right before they score to let the clock and don't give the other team a chance. Mm-hmm. That was what it was like. He tried to score the touchdown and instead fumbled it through the end zone. And now the Knicks have the basketball and have a chance to win the game, as opposed to, well, he could have put him 3 points up with 2 free throws. But he said, I tried to get the layup in. Just a horrible, horrible decision. A horrible decision. With under 10 seconds to go, you've got to hold on to that ball and run clock and get fouled. Run away from people. And instead, he tries the layup and screwed the pooch. The Spurs should be up 3-1.
Yeah,
they should be. They should have won Game 2, and where Wembanyama fell apart in the final 10 seconds, final 30 seconds, and they should have won last night. They should be up 3-1.
You haven't even told people who aren't watching basketball. They don't even know the extent of what you're even talking about. Right. You haven't even
up 29 in the third quarter. They lose the game.
It's the biggest comeback in the history of playoff basketball.
Yeah.
Never have we seen a bigger comeback in playoff, and it happens in the NBA Finals. And it happens against a team who came back from 22 with 7 minutes to go in a game against Cleveland.
Right, 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 right.
I mean, New York did that too.
Right, and they did it last night as well. They were down 22 in the
And they were down 13 or 15 in game one to the Spurs. I mean, the Spurs have completely – I think the Spurs are the better team. After watching 4 games completely, I think the Spurs are the better team. When both teams are playing their brand of basketball, I think the Spurs are better. Brunson's not comfortable when Castle's out there on him. he did have a good second half. He bounced back, Brunson did, but which he really, really needed. But, you know, this is really – I mean, it's not all on the Spurs, but it's the old – they just tried to run out the clock in the second half and – if you do that, you better be efficient with the ball, and they weren't efficient.
You know, they were ridiculously good in the first half and ridiculous.
What are you going to do when you're down 20? When you're down 20, anything in an NBA final, you're just firing. You know, the pressure's off of you then with the Knicks. You're just like, game's over. We just got to get the game. You know, we're tied up. We're going to San Antonio. Let's just play. There was no pressure in the second half, and they played like it.
Yeah, they took a lot of stupid shots. They ran the clock. They ran the shot clock down, had to throw up 3-pointers. All those 3-pointers that they were making in the first half, they were missing in the second half.
Stop playing is what they did.
It was ridiculously bad. Ridiculously bad. And Wemby wasn't great. I mean, 9 of 25. He did have 13 rebounds, but
most of that was in the first half when he got Cat in trouble and
Yeah.
You know, a lot of his best work came in the first half.
Well, 40-point second half, 76-point first half, and a 40-point second half.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, most of the good stuff came in the first half for everybody on that team. What a disaster. San Antonio literally should be up 3-1, and instead they're down 3-1. And I'm starting to despise Nick Fan. Taylor Swift jumping up and down like this is her life.
So does she? That's what I want to know. Is there I was crushing her in my house, but before I crush her on radio, does she have some connection to the Knicks? Like, does she live in New York right now?
Is she dating any of the Knicks now, too?
I don't think.
You don't know.
I don't think. But does she live there? I mean, if she lives there,
grow up there? No.
Well, you don't have to grow up there. You're a Rockets fan. You didn't grow up there.
Well, I know, but 30 years.
Right.
I mean,
yeah. Right, but she may have, I don't know, maybe she's lived in New York the last 12 years.
We've never seen her on the floor before.
I know. Well, no. I'm asking, is there anything there for her to be losing her mind with three other women on the front row?
And
I'm surprised she could afford those tickets.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Is she bought all those tickets and they all dressed the same, right? And she spent about $500,000 on those tickets.
$500,000?
Yeah, they're $100,000.
The women sitting next to her are less famous, but famous musical artists as well.
Oh, who was it?
The Haim sisters.
But they're best friends with her.
Yes.
And
I don't know how those dynamics work.
Listen, I'll buy you those tickets.
Yeah, I don't know how the dynamics work. They're pretty successful. Of course not Taylor Swift. She has lived in New York for a while now, yes.
She has lived in New York for a while. I still.
That's got to be it.
And I just.
You probably jumped up and down like you were whenever you went to an Oklahoma State game with Chad Clay back in the day.
No, I never really did that.
Or a game that wasn't your team. Probably acted like you were
acted
the happiest
the fool.
Ever.
No, I didn't jump up and down.
And she lives there. Get off her back. Hmm. You're just part of the same old.
I'm part of the problem.
Straight white males going after Taylor Swift. Idiot.
I don't care about Taylor Swift. All of them.
I know. When I
John
saw her,
McEnroe,
I was like,
and, I mean,
no, wait, Timothy no, wait. Shaw, now, those are real Knicks
They're
fans.
Real Knicks fans.
I looked at Taylor Swift jumping around. I'm like, what is her connection here? So maybe she lives there. That's fine. Whatever. Right. They were all out yesterday. All the little New York stars were out yesterday. And boy, they showed all of them a ton. But my gosh, losing a lead like that, how do you come back from that?
You'll
get your chance. I mean, the Spurs have been very focused to start games. It's been incredible. Yesterday was their greatest focus. If there's one thing that Mitchell Johnson, the head coach of the Spurs, has been able to do, it's been able to get his team mentally ready. I'll give them that credit. And they're a tough team, but they just, you know, they got scared. They're a young team that just got scared when it started rolling downhill on them, and they couldn't handle it. And,
Man,
it's a good team. It's a really talented team, but this is going to test them mentally now.
You want to talk about Mike Brown? How do you got to? And I was watching the pregame with Charles and them. It's like you got to start better than you start. And then it's 12-2 in the first minute of the game, and he's right. What is the deal with the Knicks and their starts? And San Antonio just dominating them in the first half.
Yeah,
it has been. It's unbelievable. The Knicks led at the half last, but they came back. In game three, they led at the half, but they also they were down early in the first quarter again. It has just been unbelievable how good the Spurs have been, mostly in the first half, and then just crumble in the final minutes of the game. They just made so many dumb mistakes. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable. A 29-point deficit. And you overcome that. It is just unbelievable. It's never happened before. Not sure it'll ever happen again. That was an historic, historic night. And you're right. How do they bounce back from this one?
I don't know. Yeah. It's going to be tough. I mean, it's just it does help that you get to play at home. I mean,
although they lost the first two games.
They were playing
better in New York than they were at home.
And let's be honest, man. It looked like it was going to be 0-4 for home teams.
Yep.
Looked like it was going to be on 0-4, but it's really basketball only. The Spurs had the formula basketball only, but the gag job in the fourth quarter. This is This is going to be, for a Spurs fan, this is going to be your Buffalo Bills Houston Oilers, where if you were alive for that and watched that, you'll never forget it. It's the biggest, one of the biggest gag jobs in the history of NFL playoffs. That's part of who I am. Like, that's part of my sports history, is a choke job like that. I don't remember one in baseball that, you know, because baseball has comebacks. Do you remember? Wait, we just had one in the World Series, I thought. Wasn't there a bit? Well, there's been series. There's been like 3-1 series leads blown and things like that. Which you'll remember those series leads that you blow also, obviously. The Blue Jays are going to be
haunted forever. The Red Sox, the first time ever.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, but they beat. Yeah, that's true.
The Yankees.
But they bet a team that's won championships. But for the Spurs, and the Spurs won a lot of championships. But I don't know. This is going to go down. This game will be remembered.
When the Red Sox did that, they hadn't won a championship in forever. They came down from 3-3.
Right, I'm saying the team beaten. But the team, yeah, when the Red Sox came back. But the team beaten is the one who's going to be crushed.
Oh, yeah.
And the Yankees have championships, so the Spurs, but not this iteration of the Spurs.
Not this iteration,
of Spurs, no. Spurs fans do.
Well, yeah. They have.
But this will stick with them forever. This will, in our lifetimes, in the times that we're alive, according to Gilbert, we will never see anything like this again.
Well, the Spurs have the Ray Allen shot against them as well. Game six, Heat. So they
from the corner.
They're up 5 with 20 something seconds to go. That was a title in their hands. The ropes are out, and the Ray Allen shot happened. So they have that. Then they had a game 7 that they played well in, but lost. So for a Spurs fan who you would say is a millennial, they've got 2 of these in the finals already.
And that this one was different, though.
Well, you say that
coming back from 5 hold on. Is one
you,
thing.
No,
coming
you
back
say
from
that
29,
but. The difference is they had a title in their grasp. They were up 3-2 in that series. If they don't blow that in the last 20 seconds, they win the title.
And beat LeBron.
Yes, it's dramatic because of the amount. I'm not saying that you're wrong, but this one was just tying the series at 2. You had a title with about 30 seconds to go, and you blew it.
Mm, wow. These are those days, and incredible. That was just... With 3 minutes left, the Spurs were up 7, and my buddy asked. He said, "Okay, who you got right now?" And I said, "Oh, the Spurs. They're gonna. You just have to make a basket. You just have to make a basket or two, and this game is over."
I told my wife the game was over. Anytime I say something like that, I thought you said this game was over. I'm like, it was 5-point lead. I said, it's finished. They're still going to win. Like, wow, it's like 5 minutes to go. 4 minutes. You said this is over. She stayed on me with this. You said this was over stuff. You said you would have left this. I said, you're damn right. I would have left this game. I would have left it. But this game's over. As a Knick fan, I would have been gone in the third quarter. Bye.
You would have left the game.
Would have left the game.
You got to give credit to those stars we make fun of. Well, they didn't leave. The stars you think don't care, maybe it's embarrassing to leave when you got courtside seats, but none of those people left.
No.
McEnroe, Sandler, all those guys were there. And even the Hyam and sisters with Taylor, they're all, and of course, the greatest, Olivia Benson, Mariska Hargitay.
I may not have left because.
Which one is she?
SVU.
Olivia Denton?
Olivia Benson. That's the character name, but
Olivia
Mariska Hargitay.
Oh.
Yeah, she was there. So they didn't leave. They're all there, and they got the celebrate.
No, I give them credit. Now, if it's my team, I left at a Super Bowl, and neither one of them was my team, and I had to be up at 6. I had to
you still
start a show at 6 in the morning.
28-3, the right. Most famous comeback in NFL history.
I did. So I'm trying to think, like, usually.
At a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but I probably wouldn't have left that game because I would have been with other people. And I've been responsible for driving them, and I wouldn't have left that one. I would have been forced to stay.
No,
for that because they would have made the comeback.
What if you just went you and Nicole by yourselves and went? Okay, let's go to the game tonight.
No, she's a pain. She makes me stay till the end of almost.
Oh
anything.
God,
she makes me stay till the end of almost anything. And
well,
I would have seen
snacks.
And
then
I would have seen
snacks.
That. Yeah. I would have seen that. But if it's a championship game.
Oh, you mean like a Super Bowl?
Well, I was a World Series in state. Yeah, but if it's my team. It's a little different if it's my team.
Yeah.
The other one was, I didn't really care. I just thought, cool, Patriots are going to get beat. I got to be up at 4:45 in the morning. I'm leaving. I'm not getting stuck in this traffic on a bus. You got to remember, you can't just get into a Super Bowl. You got to get on a media bus. And then you get shuttled over a hotel, and then the next media bus comes. You get shuttled up. And I just said, oh, I'm going to beat this. I'm not standing in line with a bunch of people.
And look at you.
Because I was there on the first shuttle, and you had to wait for 40 minutes, and I beat it.
You beat everybody. You beat everybody.
And I got to the hotel in time to watch it with a bunch of Patriots fans. The comeback, that was terrible. So, watching him come back and win a Super Bowl.
So you got to watch it. You had tickets. You were sitting in the stands.
No.
You got to watch it in a hotel.
I had a media pass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't pay money. I didn't have Super Bowl tickets. I was there as a media member.
Okay. And where were your seats? Where was your seat?
They were in the fifth level.
That's where I was for a Super Bowl.
I think that's where I was. Yeah. I don't know. We're in a media section. I mean, it was not the best seats.
I was there for the Janet Jackson one, and it was like the fifth,
I bought tickets
level.
For that one, so I was on the second level for that one.
Wow.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. I mean, you're still far away. I just knew something happened with Janet Jackson. I couldn't tell what it was.
Although
it was up on the screen. I just saw it on the screen.
And yeah. I was like, did you see that?
I didn't see
Nobody
it.
Nobody saw it.
People around me did. They're like, oh, my God. Yeah. I said, my wife and I were like, what happened?
I couldn't believe it.
Which Super Bowl was that?
Was that
the Panthers Super Bowl?
That was the great.
Against Patriots?
Comeback by the Patriots against the Panthers?
Patriots against Panthers. I was there for two. They've come back both times. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been lucky enough to go to that. I was there for the greatest comeback ever that I missed, and then my dad's Super Bowl when they beat the
That was a great game.
Yeah,
great.
So I've been lucky enough to go to three Super Bowls. NBA finals.
Ever. And you haven't been to an NBA final?
Oh. Well, I didn't have money at all. Yeah. I didn't have any media stuff. I had nothing to go to the Rockets. And they haven't been there.
It's been a lot of fun.
It's been a while.
You missed a lot of fun.
The Rockets have been there.
Yep. All right, what's the break here? 713-780-3776. Glenn Davis makes his debut. He'll be with us every day breaking down the World Cup, which begins today. Begins today with Mexico.
Did you mention that Knicks fans hit Wimby with something?
With an egg in the back of the head.
Is that what is an egg?
I think it was an egg.
They threw something at him while he was walking from the bus to his hotel room after the loss. I mean, this is a pathetic bunch. And all New Yorkers can say is this doesn't represent Knicks fans. You're literally being represented. This is what the world thinks of Knicks
fans. This is literally you. This is Knicks fans.
Whether you like it or not, you don't have to like it. This is who your people are.
Okay. At Taquerias Hernandez, they don't throw huevos, do they?
No, they don't throw. They cook them. They scramble them and they put them in breakfast tacos. That's right. You're not going to waste that on throwing it at a 7'4" French player. They're going to cook it and make it delicious. That's what they're going to do. And did you know that today, if you want to get to Taquerias Hernandez, they've got watch parties going on? Did you know that today's party features, that's right, El Tri, today's watch party features Mexico as they take on South Africa at 2 p.m. It's happening at their location on 1960 at I-45 North. You know it's going to be a party there. I've been to the spot. It's got a great sports bar in it. It's partitioned off. It's really cool. I'm telling you, Taquerias Hernandez is where you want to watch Mexico on the biggest stage. That is going to be unbelievable. And then tomorrow, on the 12th, the party's at their Cypress location on FM 529. They're going to get cranked up at 6 p.m. for the 8 o'clock match between the U.S. and Paraguay. So U.S. and Paraguay, it's an 8 o'clock match, but they're starting the party at 6 p.m. tomorrow at their Cypress location on FM 529. But if you want to go watch Mexico at Taquerias Hernandez today, make sure you get there this afternoon. It's gonna just have lunch and wait around in your spot over there at the sports bar as they take on South Africa at 2 p.m. That's on 1960 at I-45 North. Bring your family, bring your friends, enjoy all the soccer action throughout the World Cup at Taquerias Hernandez with locations across the city of Houston. It's Taquerias Hernandez.
This is ESPN 97.5.
Your home for the NBA Finals is ESPN 97.5. Listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Astros lose it 3-2 last night. While this little basketball game was going on, the Astros were fighting and clawing to get anything off of Reed Detmers. Two solo home runs, one off of Detmers, and then the bullpen came in, gave up a shot to Cam Smith. Shea Whitcomb had a homer, and then Cam Smith had one to tie it. Yordan gets a base hit with two outs in the ninth. I was torn. Do you pinch run for Yordan there? Or do you, because you're going to extra innings more than likely, do you take his bat? I'm always torn. That's such a hard decision. I think one of the hardest decisions if you're a manager. Do you take your star hitter, your best hitter, out of the lineup to get a faster guy in there? Del, were you watching?
I know of what you're talking about because then a play happened that we thought the Astros were going to maybe win the game, and they didn't.
He's on first, and Christian Walker hits one to the corner and left. He gets to third base. They overthrow it, and Yordan tries to score on the play and gets thrown out at the plate. I think they overturned the call, right?
Yeah, it was challenged.
At first he was safe, and then they challenged, and he was out. I'm torn on what you – how many times have you seen, you take your best hitter out, and then they go to 17 innings?
Yeah, if he's at second, if he's at scoring position, in scoring position before Christian Walker – sorry, I'm just laughing at someone entering the fold. If Christian Walker comes up to the plate and Yordan's on second – I would consider it, but if I'm a spotter who, we got to criticize everything. I don't know if I'm taking Yordan out.
I know it's a
at
hard
first
call.
Base
with two
when he's
outs
at first base.
In the ninth.
Yeah, I don't think I'm doing that.
Yeah. I mean, if there's nobody out.
Yeah. No one plays small ball, and you want to bunt them over or steal a base if it's someone else. But yeah, at first with two outs, nah. And look, it took Yordan trying to take advantage of a misplay to even be in a spot to get thrown out at the plate. So I'm not pulling him.
Right. I don't think even a fast guy would have scored from first on that.
No.
Unless they throw the ball away.
Yeah.
Now, if they'd thrown the ball away, a faster guy would have scored.
Yes. Yeah. But how can you plan honestly, planning on the Angels screwing it up, maybe he should have taken that into account.
Like they did with Altuve.
It was a couple base running things. One went the Astros' way, the other one didn't.
Yep.
In the series.
Yep. And it was Altuve that made the right call on the bases, which is incredible.
The right call is right, strong.
Yeah. Right. Well, he didn't get thrown out.
And he acknowledged bad process, good result. That's the only one you get over the LA Angels.
Right. So the Astros lose it. They lose the series to the Angels for the first time in forever. And now they're back to 8 games under .500. They seem to be right there on the cusp.
Cusp of what?
Right there of breaking through.
Breaking through to 6 games?
They were
below .500?
They were 6 games under .500 just this week. And now they're back to 8 games. I mean, win a freaking series against the Angels for F's sake. Let's get Sonny in here who wants to talk about the NBA Finals. What do you say, Sonny?
Hey, good morning, guys. That was an awesome game last night. I just wanted to shout out Josh Hart. Like, he's not getting any credit, but his defense on that last play, even after he missed that bunny layup and was having trouble, like, he fought through that kind of, like, honestly weak Wimby screen and fought through it and made the play to stop Castle. Wimby, like, he's saying all this stuff, I'm in your head, this and that, but obviously the guy disappeared, and I know Fox, like, made a big mistake at the end, but, where was Wimby? Bricking free throws, Nick Anderson style.
Yeah.
And then, honestly, at the end, when he needed the screen, he was, like, fighting with Kat, and I think all this, like, this fouling, like, got in his head, and he honestly forgot to play, forgot to set a good screen, and Hart was there. So, and also, shout out Jose. Jose was awesome. That guy, I love that they said he'd rather win than breathe, and you can see it last night, and he definitely was part of that big comeback. So, awesome game. But, where was Wimby? I think there needs to be more talk about about Wemby not showing up at the end.
Yeah. Two missed free throws.
He missed the free throws, but a couple things for Sonny or Nova Steve, whoever this happens to be. First, Cat was guarding the inbound on the final play. And in fact, I believe he tipped the ball. Josh Hart got beat. Castle was open. The pass didn't get there because I believe Cat tipped that ball. Now, the clock didn't start, and I think that could have been a point of contention if that shot had been made. But Hart happened to be there when Castle was scrambling for the ball. But I think the one you should really be crediting, I think Cat got his hand on the ball.
Yeah.
Move that cat! Because Castle was open.
Castle was open, and it was we all went, well, terrible pass, but I think you're right.
Cat swipes at it.
Yeah,
he did.
I think he got his hand on that ball, which disrupted the play. Wemby weak screen or not, Castle was open for a lay-in or a dunk. That would have won the game for
if
the Knicks.
If it had been a good pass. Because he did break free. There was separation.
Yeah. There was.
Yeah, and it was just like...
I thought, oh my gosh, you're going to throw over the top and beat... And then all of a sudden here it just
fluttered into the paint. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, yeah, Wemby deserves... He's 9 of 25, too. He missed those two free throws. Yeah. Were huge. Yeah, he deserves his criticism, but De'Aaron Fox was just just atrocious. De'Aaron Fox, I'm sorry, he's a Houston guy, and he was terrible. He was terrible in the second half. And he made just terrible decision after terrible decision, and he cost them, especially with 9.5 seconds left, trying to make a layup instead of holding onto the ball and running some clock. If he'd have been able to run away from OG, he could have ran about 4 or 5 seconds off the clock and put his team up 3 points with a foul on the foul line.
Well, yeah, the process, what you're saying is right. I do find it funny that in this type of game, we just assumed the guy was going to make 2 free throws. No, sure, yeah, he had right. The opportunity, but we're just making that assumption. He should have done all of that, but after watching Josh Hart miss a layup, Wemby miss 2 free throws, I'm not guaranteeing anything.
But he should have
run around.
Either way, there would have been less time on the clock.
Yeah, and then he fouls Alvarado with a foul to give for no real reason because the Spurs were kind of set up defensively and it allowed the Knicks to set up a play. Brunson takes a long jumper that we won't criticize because the OG Anunoby tip-in. That's the guy who should get more credit. OG was great.
Yeah. That was an unbelievable tip. Like
all game, he was great.
You knew Brunson. Brunson was having a hard time getting shots off when he has a man defending him. You know, this is kind of the Becky Hammon thing, is that little guys have a harder time. Like, he was really having a hard time with the length of the Spurs, and he has for a while. He knew he had to pull up from way out to get a shot off. Wemby was still on. Wemby wasn't going to let him get a shot.
But here, there's another De'Aaron Fox mistake. He was on OG. He came over to double Brunson.
Yeah.
OG's got a free lane to the basket.
Well, no, OG made the pass, and there was no defense.
Yeah, they didn't guard the inbound.
They didn't guard the inbound.
So
after the pass, maybe you want to put a body on him.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what Mitch Johnson told him. Two on Brunson. We're not going to let him beat him. I don't know what the plan
was. That
might have been the plan. And OG had a running start into the lane. Dylan Harper was the free man. I don't know how you get a body on a guy who's running full speed into the lane, but that would have been an opportunity. But yeah, OG Anunoby was great all game.
If you
long.
Block him out at all, even hold him up for a half a second,
yeah,
he doesn't make that play.
I mean, 33 points.
Nobody. He had a free lane to the basket.
It's 7 threes. He was 10 of 15. He had 33 points. He was absolutely
huge.
Unbelievable.
Yep, yep.
And that tip-in, you know how hard that is? That's something that I remember I did years ago. Being able to fly through the air above the rim like that, control your body, and then have the touch. I've done that probably 4 or 5 times in my life.
In my life. I immediately thought of you.
Yeah, he did this once in a game. I did this 4 or 5 times in my life.
You sometimes, immediately not always thought on of him.
In a championship game, though?
Not always on 10-foot goals.
You got to give him a little credit.
Not always on 10-foot goals. Not always on championship finals. But it's been done, and I can tell you, it's
Nerf?
Hard.
Are you talking about Nerf?
Some. Mm. Maybe some bitty Nerf? Ball some of the 8-foot goals.
Yeah.
But it's still hard. No matter where you do it, it's impressive.
So the other Gilbert sent us the NBA's video of the final play from a different angle, and Cat definitely tips it, but the clock does not start when he tips it. So if that shot goes or when Castle wrangles the ball, if he gets it up and it goes in, we're having a giant replay because the clock never starts when Cat touches it. So that it wouldn't have been a good it wouldn't have been a good goal if or a good shot if they actually ran the clock.
Oh, wow.
So
we would have been sitting there forever.
Sitting there waiting
would the
for
Knicks
that.
Have known to challenge?
I don't know. They had one. They did. I think it's challenged automatically, but the Knicks did have a challenge as well. We would have had a controversy at the end where we have to sit and wait for a replay because Cat clearly touches the ball.
Yep. All right, let's break. We got Glenn Davis top of the hour. But if you got anything that you want to talk about, if you're Sonny or...
Whatever name you're going
to
go by.
Yeah, right, right. Whatever name you want to use today, you're more than welcome to do that. Actually, don't give your name today. Give a fake name. Give a fake name today. It's fake name day.
Scooter. Okay?
Well, when people do that, they get a little...
Well,
ugly.
I don't care. I like that. I like the funky name.
Did you see what Art wants us to ask Glenn Davis?
No.
Maybe you can do that under a fake name. Ask Glenn Davis these questions under a fake name.
Okay, we'll ask Glenn Davis under a fake name when at the top of the hour, because that's what we do every day now with Glenn Davis, 8 o'clock to talk soccer. That's going to happen here in 28 minutes. Don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Follow ESPN Houston on social media at ESPN 97.5.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Big day. World Cup starts today in Mexico. L3, Lance's, Dell's favorite team. You love El Tri, and you know it. I mean, stop.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the U.S.'s biggest rival. I know that upset someone last in a big way. She called me a racist son of a bitch for daring not to like the U.S.'s biggest rival.
That's right. Do we still have that sound?
It's been years. I'll try to find it.
Let's see if we can find it.
I don't know. Yeah, she was not thrilled with me. But, hey, this is about sports. It's not about race. I'm not going to root for a team who doesn't like us. They don't like us either. And I can't fight.
They kind of like us. Why do they keep coming here?
I mean the team itself, John. Oh. See, you've turned into something else altogether.
What?
I'm strictly talking about sports.
I didn't hear John say something inappropriate.
Yeah. He did. Don't worry. I'm rooting for the boys. And by the boys, I mean South Africa today.
Oh, that's your guys.
They're not my guys. But against Mexico, everyone's my guy.
You love that.
I'll root against...
You love America and anyone who's playing Mexico.
Honestly, when it comes to soccer, it's very tough to find it. Well, Argentina now. I don't like Argentina very much. So maybe Mexico there. But other than that, us against the world. And by us, I mean the U.S. and the world against Mexico. Us and the world against Mexico, I guess.
We'll talk to Glenn Davis in 20 minutes about it right here on ESPN 97.5. Should Kirby Hocutt be the Time Man of the Year?
Why would you say that?
What he's doing, for Brendan Shorsby.
Shut up, Dell. Why would he be that?
I mean, are you
kidding
me?
Can you please just cut the crap for a second and give a guy some actual grace for what he's doing for a young man with problems?
Yes. He put out a statement yesterday.
For the ages.
I have two sons, including one who recently graduated.
This is the AD of Texas Tech, by the way.
This is the athletic director of Texas Tech.
Brendan Sorsby's new, his new rehabilitation home.
Right.
That's where they're handling the rehab stuff.
Right. If you kick this kid to the curb, how in the world is he going to be able? We're doing, you know what? We're doing the Lord's work here.
Read
some
of
here's what
he
has to say. This is the new one. You know what? I'm a girl dad. This is like my... When the Baylor stuff went on, I have two girls, so I know. I have two girls. Right. Here's Kirby Hocutt. I have two sons, including one who recently graduated from Texas Tech and played football. Throughout the process, I kept asking myself, how would I approach this situation if this were my own son? Let me be direct about what Texas Tech's position actually is. We are glad Brendan is still part of our community because that is where we can extend him the best possible support in this ongoing recovery.
Yep.
You know what? We're here for him, for Brendan. Mm-hmm. We love Brendan, and he should be part, and you should all be happy that we got him. Shut up, Kirby, okay? You got him because he can play quarterback, and that's all you care about, okay? Don't give a rat's ass about this. Well, I don't know if he cares.
Let's see how much care and support he gets if the appellate court comes back and says, that's it, we're snatching him out of here for the year, but he gets to stay there with you guys. You guys can pay him and... and continue his care.
I believe that case has been scheduled for February. So yeah. After the football season's over.
So they can't speed it up?
No. Right now, no.
Well, he got his decision. And let's see how much you care for him after he throws three picks and loses a game.
By the way, every interception is going to be. So NFL, well, not all of them. A lot of people I talked to thought he should go back, but that's when they thought he was going to be suspended.
He's missing the first two games.
I got one other guy who told me he's going to wish he didn't go into the. He's going to wish he had been able to go to the supplemental draft because his thought is the pressure is going to be so extraordinary on him. I don't agree with this. By the way, it's college football. There's going to be layups. There's going to be throws that are wide open. I think Sorsley is going to have a big year. I don't think any of this is going to. But I talked to somebody in the league who thinks that the pressure is going to get to him at every interception. People are going to say, "Was he throwing games?" I look at it the other way. I think that there's going to be so much scrutiny on him that there's no, like, you couldn't possibly think he's going to be involved in gambling stuff. Mm-hmm. I know, not for me, not realistically. I know the cynics out there will say, and I am one typically, but this is one where there's so much heat on him. Like, he's not going to be throwing games. He's trying to go into the NFL and make as much money as possible. I think Sorsby's going to have a good year. I don't think it's going to matter that he. I don't think the pressure is going to get to him.
In large part because of who he's playing. The team that he has versus the team that he's playing.
Yeah, I think it's going to be hard for him not to.
Yeah, absolutely. The integrity of sport matters. So does the integrity of how we treat a 22-year-old who sought help, entered residential treatment, and is working every day toward recovery. Those two things don't have to be in
theatrics conflict. Are also
incredible.
Unbelievable.
I mean, we are glad Brendan is still part of our community because that is where we can extend him the best support.
We all know what the deal is. What they can't possibly say is that we want to support him as long as he's a quarterback that we're paying NIL to and he can help us win.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the deal. I get it. You know, we all know that's the deal. So that's why this other sanctimonious crap comes off as so stupid. Like, you know, enough. You don't have to pretend like you care that much. You care about him as long as he is as a Red Raider, realistically. Joey McGuire was in town yesterday and talked about this.
Joey said this, most importantly, we will keep doing what we've always done, put our students first. He likened Sorsby's recovery to that of Texas Tech quarterback Will Hammond's recovery from knee surgery.
Oh.
Whoa, 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 Joey. He's recovering. I've sat down with this young man multiple times, and the things that he's going through, what he's been going through, it's serious. I have a number of people in my family who are addicted to different stuff, and so I've seen what addiction does to people.
Well, you know what you don't do with addiction? You don't throw a guy back in the mix this quickly. You keep him away from that, typically.
Let's open up. Now he's got a lot of insight into this program. We'll see if he can start winning instead of those losses that he had.
It's like if an alcoholic worked at a distillery. That's what it is. Like, I've got a real problem with alcohol. Where do you work? I work at a distillery. They really care for me, and they want to get me back in here to work next to all of this alcohol.
You guys are taking a very glib approach to this when you can remember this, particularly when Joey McGuire says it. It's not murder.
No.
It's crazy because it's not murder. It's not beating somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things that were worked. But he just wanted you guys to know you're overreacting because it's not like he killed anyone.
He didn't kill anyone.
You can slide on the rules.
Did
as
he
long as
kill someone?
No.
He should play. If you don't kill people, then you should play.
He may have killed off
he
some
literally said that. It's crazy because it's not murder. It's not beating somebody.
We get it.
So there's a lot of things that we're working
through. Everyone goes to that extreme. Like all the Texas Tech people. Or I like, you act like he... No, there was a rule in place for integrity of the game that was broken. And that's a longstanding rule in all of sports.
Yeah.
It's not... This isn't about
did
he
kill
murder.
Someone, Lance?
I know, it's literally either murder or nothing. If he didn't murder somebody, there are no rules.
There's then play. He gets to play.
Yeah.
You didn't kill someone, you get to play. That's it.
New rules.
Congratulations.
I mean, y'all got a good quarterback. Shout out to Cody Campbell for getting you a good quarterback. And look, Tech's in a bad place. What are you going to do if you're Tech? They tell you can have a guy that's got a chance to help you, you know, compete for a national championship. What are you going to tell? What are you, if you're a Texas Tech? I know you've already said this, but generally speaking, I don't think most schools are going to say, we'd love to win a national championship here, but our morality, There's not a college university. There's not a university in a major conference that has morality.
Look, relax. There are kids that are playing that have gotten DUIs, that have beaten up women, kids that have committed horrible acts.
That's true.
Nobody boycotted Penn State when that horrible situation happened there. Those are the words of Cody Campbell.
Oh, my God.
Well, wait a minute. We were all in an outrage with there. And
yes,
Penn State
did.
Tried to rally.
Nobody.
They tore down the statue.
What he means is no one said we're not going to play Penn State.
They took down the statue. The fans tried to rally around Penn State and Joe Paterno.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
The fans were like, what? You don't know how many kids were molested? Like, what? Penn State fans, y'all got to stop.
Yeah.
You can't be on the wrong side of this one.
Well.
But they were.
7:46, we got a break because we got Glenn Davis coming up top of the hour. Don't go anywhere, ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.